I got any beer on you? Sorry, lady. Hey, it's autumn. The leaves are changing. The weather's changing. The only thing that's not changing is Al's personality.
My fan mail, which incidentally exceeds yours by 10 to 1, indicates that people like me just about the way I am. Yeah.
Ten to one, Al, huh? 10 to 1. Your mom must be getting writer's cramp. Okay. It's autumn. What else is it time for, Al?
It's time for Halloween, when you try to scare me with one of your childish tricks.
I don't have time for that. Today we're talking about something real interesting. Backyard refuse.
So I don't have to worry about some bloody body part popping out at me?
Not unless it's yours.
Thank you, Tim. Well, mulching is the quickest and most effective way to deal with those unsightly piles of leaves and twigs that clutter up your yard.
Not to mention, you get to crank up a noisy machine and grind up stuff. Yeah.
Now, depending on your mulcher, you can throw in just about anything your yard will grow.
Here.
That's exactly what you don't want to put into your mulcher because it could clog it up.
That's right. That's why we have this other mulcher over here to show you what happens when you get a clogged up beater bar. Now, when you clear out the beater bar, and Al's going to show you right now, you want to make sure the whole unit's shut off because
safety first. That's right. Now, what you do is you can just clear away the refuse here, get down into the beater bar.
Happy Halloween, Al.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Good as new.
Yes?
My doctor said the best thing to do after a heart attack is surround yourself with loved ones.
So you left your wife at home, came down to the hardware store.
You got it.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Timmy.
You're always here. I thought you had a new job. I decided to leave that position.
He was fired.
Which made it easy for me to leave.
Got your note down at tool time. What's the problem?
Oh, the opportunity of a lifetime. How would you like to be part owner of Harry's Hardware?
Me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The dream come true? Have I died and gone to heaven?
Anyway, my brother Larry, he wants to sell his 20% share, so for $15,000, you could be my silent partner.
Hey, how come you didn't ask me?
What?
How come you didn't ask me?
Benny, you gotta have some money.
Oh, yeah. Money.
What about me? I have money.
But you gotta be willing to withdraw it from your mattress, Al.
It's not in my mattress.
Oh, cut it out.
So, wait a minute. Now you're saying you're interested, Al?
Well, yeah. I mean, $15,000, that's a lot of money. But on the other hand, it's always been a dream of mine to own a hardware store.
It's always also been a dream of yours to be able to walk around your mom without taking a rest stop. Not kidding, Al.
Boo!
You guys do something different to your hair?
See, I told you weren't ugly enough to scare anybody.
You're totally ugly. I'm just used to you.
Hey, Mom, you think I have a chance at winning the costume contest? I don't think I have enough brains oozing out of my head.
I didn't know you had any brains in your head.
How would you like it if I made you look like you're really dead?
Boys, boys, we just relax. I think Mark's gonna win the contest anyway.
Mark? No way.
Well.
Well, if he's Al, I guess that makes you Al's mom.
I don't think so, Brad.
Yellow, happy Halloween, Boo.
Hi.
Boy, Al, you had to stay out of the dryer. Looking good, guys. Looking good.
Guys, go wash up, Brad. Don't forget to wash behind your brains.
Well, I got the goodies for the kids, and got a little something special for you.
Chocolate-covered marshmallow pumpkins. I didn't know they made these anymore. Where did you find them?
A little candy store in Windsor.
You drove to Canada to get me these?
Oh, shucks, I'd drive to Europe if it put a little smile on your face.
What do you want?
It's like this. You know how me buying that put a little smile on your face? Mm-hmm. There's something I'd like to buy that would put a big smile on my face.
What would that be?
A hardware store.
Take the candy back to Canada.
Listen, look. For a mere 15 grand, we can own 20% of Harry's Hardware.
And while you're in Canada, you can file for citizenship.
This is a surefire investment.
Yeah, that's what you said when you invested all our money in the hot rod.
Wait a minute. That hot rod has gained value every single day.
Great. You can sell the hot rod and buy a hardware store.
I am not selling the hot rod. Oh, oh, oh.
We're talking about this.
Oh, why don't I leave it?
I hope we're not intruding. We're just on our way to the Sunday early bird special at Porky's Coffee Shop.
We've done it every Sunday since we met. We get the same table. Al orders the meatloaf. I get the chicken cutlet, and halfway through the meal, we switch.
God, they say romance is dead.
You guys want a drink?
Oh, no, we get unlimited coffee with the special.
What's up?
Well, I stopped by to find out, are you going to invest in Harry's Hardware?
It's a possibility.
It's completely out of the question.
We're still discussing
it. Over my dead body.
She's on the fence.
Because if you don't invest, I will.
Give me a break. You part with money? Last time you tried that, you jumped in the wishing well to get your money back.
I'll have you know that I once owned and operated a very successful business venture.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
Neither did I.
Little Al's Lemonade Stand. My slogan was, when it comes to lemons, I'm your main squeeze.
Wow. Even as a little boy, you were so clever.
Yeah. Well, we're just clevered out with you, Al. We really are. But Jill and I still need a little time to talk about putting money into this hardware.
Time's up. Congratulations, Al. You got yourself a hardware store.
Hey,
Al. Hey,
buddy.
Harry. Oh, hey, Jim.
Oh, Al.
Well, there he is. How's my new silent partner?
Well, Harry, I'm filled with a renewed sense of who Al Borland is and who he has the potential to blossom into.
Sorry I asked.
So, the old lemonade tycoon. What are you doing, checking up on your investment, Al?
No. Harry doesn't need me to help him run this place. Just pretend like I'm not here.
Comes naturally to me, Al.
What's that?
Well, I thought I'd keep the freeloaders from coming in here and drinking all our coffee.
Good idea.
Benny, I believe the freeloaders he's talking about is you.
Get out of here. I'm just saying that, just to be fair, everybody should pay 50 cents for their coffee.
Al, lighten up.
Hey, I'm no freeloader. I buy my own coffee.
Harry, can I bump 50 cents?
Sure thing. Here you go, Benny.
Here you go, Al. Here you go, Harry.
Thanks, Al.
Financial moves like that, you'll be bankrupt in a week. But you can throw yourself a benefit concert. Lemonade.
If you're just getting leaves out of your gutters, all you need is these extensions, and I recommend these T470 series.
All right, take two of them, then. What's it going to cost?
Oh, for you? You're my best customer. I tell you what, give me a couple of tickets to Tool Time, and I'll give them to you cost.
I'll give you two on the aisle.
Harry, can we have a little business meeting?
Sure. Step into my office. Okay, what is it?
Well, I'm just thinking that if we sell everything at cost, we won't make a profit. Well, I'm just saying that if we give Tim a discount, where does it stop? Your relatives? My relatives? Benny? You don't have to worry about me. I never buy anything.
Al, excuse me, Al, but may I remind you that I spend more here in a month than most people do in a year?
Yeah. Well, Tim, business is business.
Maybe I'll take my business someplace else.
Oh, Al, what are you doing? You trying to give me another heart attack? Let's give him the discount.
Gary, I didn't make a killing a Little Al's lemonade stand by slashing my prices.
Well, I still own 80% of this hardware store, and Tim gets a discount.
Thank you, Big Harry. Sorry, Little Al.
Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool Time!
That's right. Now here he is, the star of the show, Tim, the Tool Man Taylor.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Heidi. And welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim, the Tool Man Taylor, and you all know my assistant, Al, the Living Lemon Borland.
Today we're going to show you how to hang a picture on a hollow wall.
Hollow wall? You're such a stud. Okay, let's say we're Al, scamper around our apartment, putting up our favorite picture. There we go. Al, miss that.
Now, the reason that this happened is because the hollow wall here is not strong enough to support the weight. For that, you need a wall anchor. Now, there are many types of wall anchors.
Right. You got your hollow wall anchor, plastic anchor, sleeve anchor, and if you're in that easy listening mood, I go with the Paul anchor.
Which one you choose depends on the weight of your picture. For this one here, I would go with a 3/4-inch plastic lip screw anchor.
Right. These are available at any local hardware store.
That's right. I like to buy mine at Harry's Hardware. Third near Main in Royal Oak. Tell them that Al sent you.
We'll be right back with more of Al's commercial after a few words from our show.
All right, now for this particular anchor, what you want to do is first drill a hole, then you want to set your anchor with your hammer.
All right. Quickly use a screw. Screw it in like that. Then we're ready to hang a magnificent piece of art. Beautiful Mona Borland. Now, you've all heard of Monet. This is what we call a don't waste your Monet. It's funny.
Well, if you want to save some Monet, shop at Harry's Hardware. Our prices are unbeatable. And for our Spanish-speaking customers, se habla español.
Alberto.
Un momento. I also want to say that at Harry's Hardware, even Tim the Toolman Taylor shops there. Tell him how you're wild about Harry's.
Wild? It's you I'm not that crazy about. Well, we'll be right back with our show after a few messages from Binford Tools, our real sponsor. Are you out of your mind? You can't plug Harry's Hardware on the Tool Time. This isn't your own personal forum, Hal.
What are you talking about? You use this show as your own personal forum all the time. Are you telling me that when I have something important going on in my life, I can't use this show?
Bingo.
You know what you are, Tim? You're a mean, selfish son of a gun. You're just jealous because I have something you don't have.
What, a beard and 50 extra pounds?
You look just like your father when I first told him I was pregnant. No, this is really scary now. I like the big hair.
Mom, quit
picking at my face.
No member of my family's going out of this house with a loose scab.
It's the way all the kids are wearing them these days.
Oh, well.
So, Mom, how do my brains look?
Ooh, very cerebral.
Mom, Dad, look what I'm giving that to my costume.
Oh, great. I always got my kid advertising for Harry's.
All right, that's all right. Gotta go.
Have a good time, guys.
And be careful out there.
Well, Tim, for the first time in 13 years, you and I are alone together on Halloween. All we gotta do is turn the lights down low, get naked, and scare each other to death.
Just tell me you don't have Harry's hardware printed on your bra.
Well, after I get rid of these trick-or-treaters, you can find out.
Oh.
Well, Eileen.
I'm sorry to barge in like this, but I am really upset with Al.
So you wore that outfit to get back at him?
This is my costume for the Halloween party at the Putt-Putt Panorama. Do you think it's too loud?
Oh, no, no, no.
What was the question? I couldn't hear it over your outfit.
I was supposed to go miniature golfing, but the last minute he canceled. He's still at that stupid hardware store.
Oh, don't worry. This is all new to Al now, but he'll calm down in a couple of days.
I don't think so. He's already canceled our date for tomorrow so he can work, and the night after that, and the night after that.
Tim, I think you should go down there and talk to him.
He won't listen to me either. He called me a selfish S-O-G.
What's a S-O-G?
Son of a gun. When Al gets mad, he's a real potty mouth. Please, Tim. Al's looking at the hardware store the way he used to look at me.
Been there.
Still there. Going there.
I think you'll be very happy with the long light halogen. What are you going to be using it for, Wilson?
Well, Al, a few of my friends are celebrating the Mexican Halloween, Dia de los Muertos.
Day of the Dead?
Very good, Al.
At Harry's Hardware, se habla español.
Well, in that case, ¿cómo van las cosas con su nuevo negocio?
Se habla español not so good-o.
I was just asking how you're enjoying being a new businessman.
Well, muy bien. And this is just the beginning. Once I learn the ropes, I'm going to break free from Harry's and open my own chain of hardware stores. In fact, I stayed up all night thinking up a name for it. What do you think of this? Al's Hardware.
That's very evocative.
Well, if all goes according to plan, I'll double my money in 5 years.
Well, that's an admirable goal, Al, but I might remind you that the American humorist Ken Hubbard said, to safely double your money, fold it over once and put it in your pocket.
Well, speaking of double, Wilson, it's double value days here at Harry's. You buy another flashlight, I'll throw in the batteries for free.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, then that's $39.95 with tax.
There you go.
Thank you. And there you go.
All right. And good luck, Al.
Well, speaking of luck, next week is Lucky Dollar Day right here at Harry's.
Mm-hmm. Nice bag of bones, buddy.
Thank you, neighbor Tim.
Wilson?
What are you doing here, Tim?
Well, Al, I'm trying to save a relationship.
Well, I'm moved that you want to apologize. But I'm not going to give you a discount.
I'm talking about you and Eileen.
Well, I can't give her a discount either.
Al, she's sitting in our house right now. She's really upset that you canceled this date.
Well, she's... You know, she's just going to have to understand that I own a business now. I have a whole new set of responsibilities.
Al, Harry owns 80% of your business. He never stays here this late.
Oh, but Harry doesn't see the big picture. I'm breaking in a whole new market, the after-hours hardware crowd.
Al, I am the after-hours hardware crowd.
And that's why I'm working so hard. This is the first time I've taken a chance in my life, and I want to succeed. You break it, you bought it. Up until now, it's just been one big routine. I get up in the morning at the same time. I have the same thing for breakfast. I go to the bathroom at the same time.
Well, don't knock that.
My father never took a risk in his life. He worked at the same factory, the same job for 40 years. Now, I know, they offered him better jobs, but he was afraid to take them because he didn't want to take the chance of losing what he had.
Come on, Al, you're not like your dad. You take risks every day.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
You work with me.
That's true.
What I'm saying, Al, is that risk worked, and this one can too. You're going to make Harry a great partner.
You think so?
I just wish it wouldn't drive everybody crazy, including Harry and Eileen.
I know, my behavior's been a bit overzealous. Hey, why don't I close up early tonight?
That's a good idea. You can meet Eileen. She looks pretty terrific in those little knickers she's wearing.
And in a couple of hours, the putt-putt will be shut.
You're such a nut-nut.
Why don't I get my coat and we'll lock up?
Hey, wait a minute. Go on. You go on. I'll lock up for you.
You want me to leave you alone in my hardware store?
Yes, I do.
I don't think so, Tim. All right.
Come on, let me stay here, please. You gotta start taking risks.
No, Al. No, oh, come on. On.
Let me just do it. Just. Whoa, what's this?
I don't know, but you just bought it.
Hi, guys.
I can't believe Mark won the contest. And we didn't even get anything.
I knew you'd win.
If you ask me, the whole thing was fixed.
Yeah, you should have seen the judges. It was an all flannel panel.
Guys, I won fair and square. I can't help it if Al's mom was the head judge.
Well, the kid's home? Well, you'll be happy to know that Al left the hardware store. He met Eileen. They're now miniature golfing.
Oh, you're a good friend.
Yep. She's got the red ball, he's got the green ball, and after 9 holes, they switch.
How about you? Are you and Al okay?
Yep, we're all right. Give me the key to the hardware store.
He gave you the key to the hardware store?
He just doesn't know it yet. Give me the key to the hardware store.
He gave you the key to the hardware store?
He just doesn't know it yet.
Hi, Tim. How do you like my new location?
It's good. You got any of those donuts?
Sure.
What'd you do with the garage?
Oh, it's still on Wednesday night.